Good morning. It's 8:16 a.m. on Monday the November... Monday the... Monday the... No, Monday the 5th, November 2018. The 5th of November 2018. Another overcast day. There's a little more patch, a little more blue sky off in the northwest this morning. Maybe this cloud deck is going to go away today. It's a little bit warmer. It's 44. It hurt. I took my pills last night. But something with the way I was sitting yesterday, something with the way I was using my mouse yesterday, my trackball. By the time 7 o'clock rolled around, I could barely hold a cup of coffee. It was actually a cup of water, but you get the picture. So I iced it down, literally iced it down. Took my evening meds, which included a very powerful anti-inflammatory. And because I'm actually prescribed to, took another one this morning when I got up because still sore, back hurt. And I got in 1,000 words this morning. So I'm looking at the pace, and Nano says I'll be done on the 10th. But that'll be the 50K. So I only then have to do the last half of the book. I got 6,000 words yesterday. It's boosting my average up to 5,600 words a day. Come on in. If I can get another 6,000 today. So 5,000 more would be 28,000. If I can keep my hand from locking up, if I can keep my mouse from being a problem, today should be a pretty low trauma day. I don't have to make a grocery run. I don't have any appointments. I hope I'm going to get the car back, but that shouldn't take too long. Although if I do, I suppose I should take it over and get the inspection redone. It's already been too long. I can't get a free re-inspection. I don't think. Depends on what they count as 10 days. If it's 10 working days, then I'm good till Thursday. Because it would be 2 weeks ago Thursday. So I need to get it back by Wednesday. Then I'll get a free inspection. If it's 10 days, My 10 days were up yesterday. So I'll take it over today. We'll see what happens. Assuming I get it back. I'm really peeved. I'm really quite torqued. I've always had really good luck with this dealership. I mean, yeah, I pay a little more. I get genuine Ford parts and all that. But it's been... Usually, you know, I take it in. I say, I need to have this done. And they'll look it over and say, okay, can you bring it back tomorrow? On the rare instances, can you bring it back the day after? Okay. And granted, I don't usually take it in at the end of the month because inspections. But it wasn't like it was the last week of the month. And they had to order the part. They had to order the broken mirror. Okay, fine. But it's going to be a couple days. All right, a couple days go by. I don't hear from them. I call them. Well, it started right off the bat. It started with, they didn't call to tell me what was wrong with the car until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon the day I dropped it off. It's like, I had the car there at 7:30. Why are you calling me at 4 o'clock to tell me what has to be done? How come, A, you hadn't done it already, and B, you didn't call me at 10 o'clock this morning? So a couple days go by. I authorized the work. What else do I do? And a couple days go by. I don't hear a word. Nothing. Zip. Nada. Dish. So, like 5 o'clock at night, because I know they're open till 7. So I think, well, maybe they've almost got it done. They're just waiting to get the paperwork ready. So I call them up. It's like 5 o'clock. I said, okay, you got my car. You said it was going to be 2 days. I haven't heard from you. What's going on? Oh, yeah, well, I was still waiting for a part. Part isn't coming yet. Should be in tomorrow. Should be in tomorrow's shipment. Okay, fine. So I have the car back tomorrow? Yeah, should be. Okay. So Friday, that's because that was Thursday. Friday, call back. No call back, nothing. 5 o'clock, call them up. So, where are we? Oh, well, the part didn't come. It's coming FedEx, and I don't know if they're going to deliver for us on Saturday. So it's going to be Monday. Because this is... It's bad enough that it's going to be... I should have had it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe I'll get it today. Three days late, 4 days late, depending on how you count the days. But the fact that I have to go chase them down to find out where the car is. People, we've had this problem before. And, you know, parts not arriving. I understand parts don't arrive. I'm not an idiot. I know things happen. I know you get the hood up and stuff you didn't see before suddenly shows up. I know this how this works. I'm going to be less open to the idea that something that I just fixed a month ago is now worn out. So, I've had that problem with a garage. I don't usually accept those repairs. But I've had this problem with this dealership before where, you know, stuff is delayed. I get a call and yeah, okay, fine. But that was a while ago. We went through a period where things weren't doing so well, and then they got it fixed. And I was getting calls back when I needed to get a call back. But now it looks like... I mean, I took it in directly from the inspection station. And their reply was, well, we can't even look at it until next week. So, can you bring it in Tuesday morning? Okay. Okay. Sure. Get ready. Mark post. So I'm not terribly happy with them right at the moment. And it's less about the delays as having to chase them down to find out what the status of the repairs are. So they will send me a satisfaction survey. They always send me a satisfaction survey after every time. And I will let them know. It's like, no, this was unsat. This was not, yeah, this is Bush League stuff. This is not difficult. You don't need to have a trained technician to do this. You just need somebody to dial the goddamn phone. This should be something the assistant service manager handles on a routine basis on a day-to-day. You've got a car that was due to go back to the owner today. Call the owner if it's not going to be ready today. It's not complicated. It's not a significant decision tree. There's not a lot of pros and cons that need to be weighed. Okay, I think I'm done now. I just realized I've been ranting about the dealership for most of the walk. Sorry about that. I'm peeved, can you tell? And other news, 23,000 words. And apparently the paperbacks are available in Europe. Katarina sent me a picture of the four new paperbacks stacked up on her table. She was able to order them from Germany, although in Germany, one of the books is numbered wrong on the page. And I can't fix that because there's only one product description page, and I just authorize it to be sold in Germany. And on the product description page, it's correct. I don't know why on one of them it lists book three as book two. Particularly when on the cover it says what number of book it is. It's like you thought that somebody in the quality assurance department who quibbles over everything else would quibble over that, but apparently not. I did have to change the cover to ashes because I realized after I published the other two that I had munged up the ashes cover by so I had to do a little rearrangement of the text. I took it all to the top of the page. I don't know if that was the right decision or not. I know Dan and I talked about it, about breaking it up, but there's this construct for information architecture that it moving the series title and book volume number to the bottom of the page violates pretty much one of the rules, egregiously violates one of the rules for contiguity. So contiguity, not contiguity. Because proximity, it violates proximity. What the hell is it? Contrast? I want to say contrast, repetition, alignment, proximity. which is, this is not my concept, it's somebody else's concept whose name I can't remember right now, but the acronym for that is CRAP. I turned it around to make it CARP. So contrast, alignment, repetition, proximity. And then put together a presentation on it for my master's class. Turned it into a PowerPoint that I could use for the class. And demonstrated all of the concepts, not by using text, but by having little pictures of colorful carp. Guys are tearing up the street down here now. I got a ditch witch here. Couple tanks half full of liquid. I don't know exactly what they're up to. So I moved, once I realized that I had two of the three in sync, I just fixed the one that wasn't matched, and that happened to be ashes, so. If you look, the cover is slightly different now. If anybody actually notices the difference, I'd be surprised. Okay, here we go. It's a chilly morning. It's not as cold as it was yesterday, but it's still chilly. Still overcast, although it looks like it might be a good day. You got blue sky coming out. Good morning. The sky working its way down from the northwest. Perhaps this flow, whatever it is due to end. Maybe I'll have sunshine in my picture tomorrow, who knows. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.